Shortly after 8 o'clock on Sunday evening, October 30, 1938, many Americans became anxious or even panic-stricken while listening to a live one-hour radio play realistically depicting a fictional Martian landing at a farm in the tiny hamlet of Grover's Mill, New Jersey. The broadcast could be heard in all regions of the continental United States, but those living in the immediate vicinity of the bogus invasion appeared to have been the most frightened. The play included references to real places, buildings, highways, and streets. The broadcast also contained prestigious speakers, convincing sound effects, and realistic special bulletins. The drama was produced by a 23-year-old theatrical prodigy named George Orson Welles, who was accompanied by a small group of actors and musicians in a New York City studio. The actual broadcast script was loosely based on the 1898 book The War of the Worlds by the acclaimed science fiction writer H.G. Wells. In the original Wells novel, the Martians had landed in 19th century England. Even today, the 1938 broadcast remains arguably the most widely known deception in the history of the United States, if not the world, and many radio stations continue to broadcast the original play each Halloween. The panic produced by the fictional Martian landing demonstrates the enormous credibility that the media enjoys in contemporary society. Moreover, in an ironic twist, there is a growing consensus among sociologists that the extent of the panic was greatly exaggerated. The irony is that for many years, the public may have been misled by the media to believe that the panic it caused was far more extensive and intense than it actually was. However, there is little doubt that many Americans were genuinely frightened, and some did try to flee the Martian gas raids and heat rays depicted in the drama.